Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pod Save the King!
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Pod Save the King, because I, Zoe Forsey, am here with Anne Gripper, who is back after a year and a bit away, in which you very kindly entrusted me with the podcast. You are back to take up the hosting chair, and I hope we've done you proud. I hope it's going all right, but I will say I am... When you asked me to take on the podcast, when you were going off on maternity leave, you promised me a nice, calm period of nice royal outings, fashion, and that wasn't quite what I got.
Well, I mean, there's not been much going on while I've been off.
I know. In fact, I'm handing you back an entirely differently named podcast.
It was very weird listening to the music and hearing that for the first time. I have heard it before today, but it's still weird. And when I'm actually entrusted with saying the right name of the podcast as I take it back over, I think that will take some getting used to. I mean, it was weird when I was going off on maternity leave and knowing I was going to be out for a long time. And for those of you who are long-time listeners, then hello, it's nice to be with you again. And those of you who are newer listeners and wondering who the heck is this person and why are we talking about her, so forgive us our little indulgence, and hopefully I will be able to continue the podcast that you've been enjoying while Zoe has been in the chair doing such a fantastic job. But whenever it was, 18 months ago, when I knew I was going to be taking time away to have my fantastic little baby, it was, okay, what are things going to be like when I come back? Will the Queen still be here? That was obviously sort of the big question and the thing that you didn't really want to talk about, but you were thinking about it, and like it was unreal. And actually, I think I'd done my first, we have an option to do keeping in touch days back at work, and I think I'd done my first one about 2 days before she died. And then obviously the whole of the newsroom was very busy doing other things. It's like, I think I'm just going to carry on with my maternity leave and stay out of the way. They don't need me coming back into this monumental time. So I got to experience it as a civilian, as a real person.
Well, I was going to say, it must be so strange. Obviously, you've worked in newsrooms for, you know, loads of huge royal events over, you know, the last, you know, fair few years. And I'm desperately trying not to sound offensive. I didn't want to, you know, accidentally.
You're calling me old.
That's what I was trying not to do. And I made it worse and I brought it up.
I was here for William and Kate's wedding. It's fine. That was where it all started.
Well, that's what I mean. You've done royal weddings, you've done royal babies, you've done all of this. What was it like watching one of the, you know, you got to actually, as you said, consume it as a normal person?
I did. And I did have a bit of, not exactly FOMO, but wanting to be part of it, not from a newsroom sense, but from a world and country sense. So I said to my husband, who had been, he got to work on lots of bits of it. Like he went to Wales, he went to Cardiff when Charles was there. He was one of the, you know, in the early sort of rounds of going in and seeing the lying in state, because he works in Parliament as our deputy political editor on the Mirror. So I said, I know you've got a day off on Saturday and it's a bit of a busman's holiday, but can we go into town, please? I want to just go. And so we went to Buckingham Palace and we went to see the flowers and all the Paddington Bears. Got in a just, it was one of those classic things where you sort of just join a queue when you don't really know where it's going.
Oh yeah, the British way.
So we ended up, it all worked out well. It did take a long time. We went up through St. James's Park eventually. Fed Saren some like pasta while she was in her pushchair as we queued to get to Buckingham Palace. And like that was actually her first trip into London. And it was a beautiful sunny day. It was just being part of it, seeing it all, and reading some of the messages that people had put on the flowers and that kind of thing. So I was really glad I did that. And then also, I mean, being able to watch it was very different. And I was fine, I think, until I saw the horse that was just waiting on the side. And it's like, oh, you know, that sort of relationship. And seeing people throwing flowers onto the hearse was quite moving as well. I've got a bit of a frog in my throat. I'm not actually about to collapse into tears on my return to Pod Save the King. It does feel monumental, but actually in some ways life has sort of just carried on. And I guess we'd always talked a bit about how would Camilla be received and that kind of thing. I think largely the royal family can be happy with how it's gone. Less so with the Harry and Meghan situation.
Harry and Meghan situation.
Oh,
which,
my goodness.
Well, we're actually recording this. We are cheating a little bit and recording this kind of 2 weeks before you're hearing it. And I almost don't want to say anything about Meghan and Harry because I feel the situation is going to change.
Yes.
5 or 6 times before we actually rethink, and then we're gonna catch ourselves out with when we've recorded it. So
anyway, So when I went off, it was like, okay, will Harry and Meghan be reconciled, or how will that relationship be? So that one's still a rolling point.
Oh, yes.
Of who knows. And then the other one that was sort of an open question is, what will have happened with Prince Andrew?
Yes, and again, that's
semi-resolved.
Yeah, resolved, but as you said, there's still all the rows about the housing and where they're going to live, and it's still, so you know, there are lots of things, as you said, we had lots of questions when you went, and they are still carrying on.
So a long time ago, but in some ways nothing's really changed. No.
And you will get to be obviously in the middle of everything for the coronation, which will be so exciting.
That will be very exciting. And you are doing a Prince Harry.
Yes, I am. So staying with the Mirror, but moving over to work in, we've got an office in New York. So I'm coming over to the US, which will be very exciting. And I'm really looking forward to. But I'm hoping to still kind of keep a hand in royal stuff, and hoping you might, you know, have me back every now and again so I can say hello and give some updates from, you know, the other side of the pond on how things are being received over there.
Absolutely.
Which will be lovely.
Be very exciting. Well, thank you for looking after.
Thank you so much for having me. I've absolutely loved doing it. I feel a bit sad to be saying goodbye, but thank you for trusting me with it. And like I said, I hope it's all right. I hope Russell and I haven't broken it.
How's Russell been?
Oh, obviously very well behaved, of course. Hectic, busy, and I think a lack of sleep through the last, you know, 18 months. Because, you know, we talk about all the news that's happening, but we at least get to be here based in London doing it, whereas he is on flights here, there and everywhere. So,
looking forward to catching up with him on a really regular basis. That's very exciting. I'm sorry that I won't be seeing quite so much of you as we might have done. So good luck to you.
Yeah, well, we're still seeing each other, but we'll be seeing each other on Zoom screens, I think, rather than across the office, and not being able to have the cake you always bring in.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be very sad. So see definitely. If you can post some of that. It might not quite get there in the best shape. What do you think?
Wow. Oh, yeah, possibly not. You'll have to learn to do it. American style pancakes. I know you're a pancake fan.
But
what we haven't talked about before we did this is, like, who's going to do that until next time? Who gets to do that one?
Oh, yeah, that's so true.
Should we do it together? Do you think it'll work?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's try. Hang on. So
three, two, one.
Until next time.
Pod Save the King.